With Yellowstone Public Radio News in Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie. The Trump administration has canceled funding for the Blackfeet Nation's Range Rider program. These are tribal members who inspect cattle and make sure the land isn't overgrazed. Now they could potentially lose their jobs, and the Blackfeet Tribal Council isn't pleased. Sitting in his office in Browning, Blackfeet Tribal Chairman Harry Barnes looks angry.
I believe it's illegal.
He's talking about the Bureau of Indian Affairs abruptly ending funding for the tribe's Range Rider program. And Barnes says the move means those range riders and support staff could lose their jobs on the reservation. And when jobs are at stake, he says the federal government, by law, has to consult with the tribe before it makes a decision. But Barnes says that didn't happen.
We didn't get a notice. We didn't get consultation. None of that. We get a letter saying all that 3% now is going directly to Treasury. So we lose it.
That 3% Barnes is talking about is a fee the BIA collects from ranchers leasing land on the reservation. The agency transfers that money to the tribe, who use it to fund the Range Rider program. It costs about $142,000 a year, according to a 2014 budget. But early last month, the BIA sent a letter to the Blackfeet Tribal Business Council saying it would stop transferring that money to the tribe. Barnes says that effectively ends the Range Rider program. Any future fees collected from ranchers, the letter says, will now go to the federal government. Now, the letter doesn't say why the BIA canceled the agreement. Representatives from the agency did not respond to YPR's interview request before deadline. But Barnes speculates the BIA is pocketing any future fees to help stave off an almost 11% budget cut at the agency.
I think they're all scrambling, finding, okay, where can we find other money? Wow, here's some right here.
According to Barnes, the Tribal Council sent Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke a letter asking him to review the decision. Zinke's spokesperson, Heather Swift, was unable to comment before deadline. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.